This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. If you've ever listened to an Alabama football game on the radio, maybe sneak it in at the reception of a wedding, you've most certainly heard the voice of Eli Gold.
He's in! Touchdown, Alabama!
Gold is the animated announcer for the Crimson Tide. He's also called some very somber moments during NASCAR races and announced baseball and hockey games. Gold tells Greg Bass how he came to land the job of a lifetime with the Crimson Tide 29 years ago.
The Reader's Digest version is I never applied for the job. I never had an agent. There were no back-channel discussions. The articles in the newspaper said those on the list to possibly become Voice of the Tide are yada, yada, and Eli Gold. The guy who was making the decision, or was, at least was spearheading the project, a gentleman by the name of Tommy Limbaugh, I called him and I said, Mr. Limbaugh, I said, my name is Eli Gold and I understand I'm coming in for an interview. And that was a good way to break the ice. And we both chuckled. He said, would you like to come in? I said, well, of course, I'd love to come in. I started doing hoops in the 88-89 season and I was offered the football job and I started doing football in 89. And thank the good Lord, we're still at it.
What makes a good play-by-play announcer?
Well, that's a great question. I think it's a God-given ability to see something and be able to describe it. On radio, you have to describe the pewter gray color of the sky. And it's not suffice to just say it's gray or cloudy. You can say the pewter gray color of the sky. You have to create that entire, the fact that the lights are on or they've just come on, you've got to say that. I think it's the ability to pick up the detail and quickly spew them out in some cogent manner so that you can transport your listener to the venue.
You have to paint a word picture for them.
You're painting the word picture.
Gets the snap, rolls right, looks. Finds a man, throws, first down, Stewart gets free, Ardarius to the 10, to the 5, he's in, touchdown, Alabama, 38.
If you could identify the most exciting moment in your broadcasting career, or an exciting moment, give me an example of that.
Oh, Lord. Obviously, the immediate answer is one of the biggest games, you know, calling the winning moment in any of the 5 national championship football games I've ever done. You know, I also, you know, in a NASCAR vein, on the air for Richard Petty's 200th victory. And on a negative side, when you listen to the radio highlight of Dale Earnhardt's crash in which he lost his life at Daytona, you know, that's my voice calling that accident. It's a memorable moment. Sure as heck isn't a favorite. You know, as a kid growing up in New York City, and being a New York Rangers season ticket holder at Madison Square Garden, and before that, selling peanuts. I mean, I'd sell those bags of peanuts. My only way to get in, because we didn't have any money, that was my way to get into the arena to watch the Rangers and the Knicks. And so what better way to go than to get paid? So going back to Madison Square Garden as a professional broadcaster and doing my first broadcast there, and I've done many since, that is a day that those are days I will never forget.
That's Greg Bass talking with Alabama Crimson Tide radio announcer Eli Gold. Alabama opens its season tomorrow playing Florida State in Atlanta.